Yo, yo, what is good, my anchor people? Today's date, happy Saturday, March 24th, 2018. Really good weather here today in New Jersey. Beautiful, beautiful spring day. Had a really good time last night rocking out Bar Americana. Cranford always comes through, yo. Amazing vibes. I love spinning that place, yo. And really, like I said in yesterday's podcast, yo, it just really helps me grow as a DJ, stay positive and new and refreshed. And I love it there, and I'm there twice a month, so I'm going to be releasing my April dates coming up in a couple weeks there, so you guys can catch me there as well. You know, as the weather starts to warm up, it just continues to get better there. And yeah, really good vibes here on this Saturday. I got a couple cool segments for you guys. I'll cue you in, and we'll get it going. Happy Saturday, y'all. Everybody down in Miami, hope you're having a good time. And yeah, we'll keep it going here. Something I've really been getting good at recently, you know, and it's taken a lot of practice and a lot of skill, is playing really, really long, extended, open format sets, off of the record box USBs, right into the CDJs. And, this was actually one of the really intimidating things for me when I started playing, you know, more open format sets at some of these, nightclubs, was the fact that, you know, because you're bouncing around in tempos, you're bouncing around in beat grids, you know, you're bouncing around in genres. So it's, you know, when you use the CDJs after a while, because you're using the browsing functions built into the players, you know, it's very intimidating to play longer sets because you're limited in your search functions. You know, you have to be very quick with your search selections. That's why I always recommend playing longer sets if you can with at least three CDJs. As opposed to two. And I've just been getting really good at it, you know? Like, it takes a lot of practice. I mean, you really have to, you have to practice, you know, scrolling through the tracks and digging your playlists, and being very, you know, efficient with, you know, the way that you're actually scrolling through your library. And it really is hard. Like I said, I mean, a lot of DJs out there who are using Rekordbox, you know, exported media, you know, for the majority, a lot of DJs aren't playing open format sets that way because it is very difficult, because you are bouncing around in BPM, you know, as I mentioned. But yeah, it's like a skill that I find so invaluable. I mean, last night I rocked off of one USB stick linked across the three players, so I was playing off of one library, right on the USB stick. You know, I used to be playing, the way I used to play was, in Rekordbox, was through the Rekordbox Ethernet link. So, I've showed you guys that method before on my Instagram story, which is like one of the most underutilized features of Rekordbox, where you can use the Ethernet hub to actually plug your library in from Rekordbox and then drag the music up onto the players. But now I'm just using the exported USB with the players, and it's actually way better. I think you have much better crowd interaction because there's no laptop there. It's much more natural. To me, it's a lot more fun because you really have a much more tactile feel with your music. And I just recommend people to like really get good and practice at using the standalone for longer periods of time. You know, it really keeps your game up and it really kind of keeps you fresh. And it's really difficult to do. I mean, I played a 3-hour set last night off of the Rekordbox USB. And like I said, I mean, every time I do, I just get better and better at it. So that's my advice to you guys, is practice long sets on the Rekordbox standalone. Alright guys, I wanted to talk about here for a little bit what's really going on right now. I know I mentioned Miami Music Week in the last couple podcasts and, you know, shouting some people out down there. And, you know, something I really wanted to bring up, which I found is, like, really popular now, is, you know, the branding concepts behind a lot of the DJ gear and how they're brought into a lot of these conferences and a lot of these, you know, these music-related events. And the reason I'm bringing this up actually is because I've seen Denon DJ actually slaying the game with their advertising and their promotions, really trying to get the Denon DJ brand name out there. And I respect that so much. You know, they're competing with some other really big players, you know, in the DJ hardware manufacturing game, and they're just really trying to make a move. And that's something else I'm going to be talking about here, is, you know, how some of these companies, how some of these DJ hardware and software companies are really trying to, you know, one-up each other and fit themselves in the marketplace. Because it's interesting, you know, it really is big business right now. I mean, with the growth of the DJ, it all comes down to, you know, the software and the hardware and the sales and the branding of such equipment. And right now you're seeing it with Denon DJ. You know, they're down there. They're with some of their highlighted artists. I know they have like a deal with Tiesto right now, so Tiesto is only playing on the Denon Prime series, the SC5000s. I know like Oliver Helbins is, you know, also has a deal where he's playing on the SC5000s right now. And it's an interesting concept, you know, for the hardware manufacturer to really, you know, team up and do a collaboration with an artist, because that's, you know, it's going to take a lot more brand awareness, I think, to get, you know, their name out there right now, especially with how prominent and how dominant Pioneer DJ is. But it's really interesting. Like I said, I mean, wherever you go, wherever there's a large music conference or anything, you know, music technology, music business related, it's always important for these companies to be around there and be present because of those great networking opportunities. And and you have DJs coming in trying out your equipment, and it's really cool. You know, it's definitely, you know, something that it's a long stretch because there's so many parts to it. You know, you have to, there's a learning curve of all the consumers. But yeah, I'm gonna make another podcast about my thoughts with, you know, the Denon Prime series. But this segment, I really wanted to just give you an overview of how important it is, you know, for DJ software and hardware manufacturers to be present during all these conferences and these events, because, you know, they really need to get their name out there, and this is the best time to do so. So I'll keep you guys going here on this Saturday, March 24th, 2018. Happy Saturday, y'all. All right, guys, that's going to be it for me on this Saturday, March 24th. You know, I close out every episode as I've been starting this podcast in the last couple of weeks. To reach out to me here on Anchor, yo, send me a voice message. I'm looking to connect with as many of you as possible and really try to grow here on this platform. Anchor has a ton of opportunities. I've met a lot of cool people so far, just interacting and just DMing people. So, you know, I encourage anybody out there who is considering, you know, doing voice content, doing podcasting, you know, to just speak your mind and do it. You know, I've been doing this now for only about 2 weeks, and I say this at the end of every episode. It just really helps me articulate my ideas better and express, you know, my interests and where I think I'm going, and really gives me a good roadmap, you know, for the day and for the week and ahead, you know, as I continue to grow as a DJ and a music business professional. So, yeah, guys, let's just stay in touch. You know, send me a voice message here on Anchor. I'm on Twitter at Jackal Jive, on Instagram at Jackal Jive, on Facebook, Jackal Jive. You know, you can hit me up either way there. But like I said, the voice messages right now is just a really cool feature. You know, all you got to do is hit the record arm. You could send me a message. Doesn't even have to be long. You know, just shout out, say what's up. I'm really looking to feature people in some of these podcasts. So if you're interested in some of these things that I talk about, or you have an idea for a segment, or, you know, if you just want to get on here and talk about Anchor and, you know, really what the importance of, you know, podcasting and voice content is, I'm interested in that as well. And I've reached out to some people, and it's really cool how you can get connected, you know, just here on this app alone. I've met some people from Portland already, a lot of people from the West Coast. And yeah, I'm just trying to grow my network, and this is a great place to do so. So that's what I'm going to end with right here on Saturday, March 24th, 2018. It's a beautiful day, y'all. Got a lot of stuff going. I'll keep you guys updated throughout the weekend here. Maybe you'll see a bonus clip, so check back here at anchor.fm, only on the Jackal Jive page, yo. And I'll see you guys soon. If you're going out tonight, be safe. Look out for one another. Spread the love. As always, guys, have a great weekend. I'll see you soon. Peace.